And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Vivacious Lady, starring Janet Blair and Jimmy Stewart. Well, Peter hasn't yet been able to tell his family that he's married. And in between worrying about Francie, he has to worry about his career. So we find him now, not knowing Keith and Francie's plan, conducting his class, Botany 1A.
My dear Miss Feigenknepper, all you have to learn is to use your microscope.
Won't you show me, Professor?
Well, you set the barrel like this, and then adjust the reflector, and then you put your eye to the eyepiece like this, and then you...
Hello.
Put, how do you do? And then you take the...
Professor, you were just about to take something.
Yes, well, leave it.
Professor Morgan.
Oh, thank you.
I was told to report to you.
Yes, of course. Culpepper?
You want me, Morgan?
Yes. Young lady, this is my assistant. Culpepper will show you to your desk. She's a new student in the class. She's... Never mind, Culpepper. I'll show her myself. You run down the hall and get some slides or something. Come along, miss. This is your desk right here.
Thank you, teacher.
And here is your microscope.
I think you're wonderful.
You see, we're studying the lowest form of vegetable life, the protococcus.
I love you, teacher.
Any other questions, class? No? Well, that's all until tomorrow's quiz, then. Dismissed. Oh, Francie, I had to see you alone. Darling, I've been worried. Are you all right?
Of course I'm all right.
Well, are you sure? I mean...
Oh, don't be silly. Keith has been wonderful.
That's what I'm afraid of. Look, we can't impose on Keith's good nature any longer. Now, I want you to leave his apartment and find some place for us.
For us?
Yeah, so we could be alone. I mean, we're having that quiz tomorrow morning, and I thought I might drop over tonight and sort of give you the answers.
Oh, darling, I thought I knew all the answers, but it's okay with me. Oh, Peter, I love you very much.
I love you, darling. Darling, I...
Say, Morgan, are these the slides you...
Oh, excuse me.
Well, Culpepper, got anything to say?
No, I don't think so. Only...
Oh, Peter, now you'll have to tell your folks.
Yes, I will. I'll tell them today. Dad, may I talk to you for a minute?
Not now, son, not now. I'm on my way to meet Mr. Noble. He's giving the college a new library, you know.
It just happens that this is more important than your library.
Peter, some other time, perhaps, I...
Dad, you know that girl that you think is Keith's girl?
I've told you before.
She's my wife.
I don't intend to discuss that...
What did you say? I said she's my wife. I might add that she's the finest wife any man could ever hope to have.
Peter, are you mad?
I think I am, sir, and I hope it's a permanent condition.
I won't allow you to toss your life away.
Well, it's my life, and I wish you'd let me do as I please with it. After all, it's a courtesy that's due to any ordinary human being.
You're not an ordinary human being. You're a college professor. Someday you may even be president.
I don't want to be president, unless I...
Peter, Dad.
Oh, Mother.
What is it? What's wrong?
Your son has the unabashed audacity to stand there and inform me that...
Oh, my heart.
Oh, Mother, here, let me...
Stay away from her. You've done enough damage already. Besides, you're late for class right now.
Now, it's very simple, Miss Feigen and Knepper. Lepto means delicate, sporo means seed, and yate means case or vessel. Leptosporangiate. Having each case or vessel form a single delicate cell. Now, is that clear?
Yes, Professor. But I still don't understand in the reproduction of ferns, which matures first, the male or the female?
I say, well, now, in that case...
Well, Pete.
Keith, what are you doing here like this?
I'm drowning your sorrows.
Professor Morgan.
Repeat the question, please.
I'd like to know...
What do you mean, drowning my sorrows?
Somebody had to. Your wife just left you.
What did you say?
I said in the reproduction of ferns.
Fancy doesn't want to hurt you. She's leaving on the 4 o'clock train.
The class will excuse me for a moment, please. I have to do some work in my private lab. Culpepper, take the class.
Well, what'll I do?
Make a fool of yourself. Talk or anything. Keith, come on. She can't do it, Keith. I'll get her on the phone.
Now, wait a minute, boy. You'll only make her feel worse. After all, she has a point. Your father does think she's blackening your name.
Well, it's what I think that counts. And I think that if there's any blackening done around here, I'll do it myself. Where's that bottle of yours?
Right here. Why?
You'll see. Start pouring.
Okay. Say when.
When I get through, you'll think she's too good for me. When?
That's all there was.
Oh. Well, here goes.
Shades and merciful saints preserve us. Today you are a man.
Can't feel a thing. You got any more?
There isn't any more. Besides, you just had enough to lift a B-29.
Very well, then. I'll make it myself. Let's see. Alcohol, 1/2 gallon.
Excuse me.
What'd you say?
Don't mention it. Don't mention it.
Better make it a gallon. Bunsen burner, glass retort, condenser, foil.
Now, botany is really the romance of life. Plants are just about like people. First, they're young and playful, and then they grow up, and then they grow some more, and get sort of serious about their jobs, you know. They have moments of ecstasy and moments of depression. And sometimes they even have... Oh, Dr. Morgan.
It's all right, Culpepper. I was looking for my son.
Yes, sir. He's in the private lab. research.
Research, huh?
Yuppie!
It's rather vocal.
Well, well, well.
Oh, Professor Morgan, I was just about to...
Old man Culpepper. Good old Culpepper. Get out of the way, Culpepper. I'll take the class. Here, here now. What a very intelligent-looking group. Let's see. Are there any other questions from the class?
Yes, sir. In the reproduction of ferns, I'd like to know which comes first, the male or the...
My dear Mrs. Fingletipper. Tingle-zipper. Fingletipper. My dear Miss You-Know-What. You are correct. That's absolutely correct. Do you care to stick around for the $64 question?
Peter, this is an outrage. The class is dismissed.
Oh.
Peter.
Oh, hello, Mother.
How do you feel?
I don't know. I'll tell you when I find my head. I hope this isn't going to upset you, Mother. I'd never forgive myself if you had an attack here.
Peter, I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm not going to have any more attacks.
Oh, but your heart...
My dear, you don't know what that bad heart has saved me. All these years, every time your father raised his voice, any time I didn't want to listen, any time I was bored...
Mother.
And then they'd bring me my meals in bed. It was really lovely.
Well, that's the best thing I...
That's wonderful. Does Dad know?
Yes, I told him when he brought you home.
Oh, what'd he do?
He took a small brandy to steady himself.
Uh-huh. And then?
He took another to give himself strength.
Uh-huh. And then?
Well, then...
You know, I sort of think it runs in the family.
And Peter, Keith told me all about your wife. We both think she'll be rather good for the Morgans.
You do? Oh, say, I've got to get her and tell her that. I've got to bring her home here. And oh, what time is it?
4:05.
5 minutes? Well, let me out of here. The train leaves at 4. I've got to get down there.
Well, of course, but Peter,
what?
Darling, not in your underwear.
At least he could have come down to the train. After all, I was doing it for him. Letting me go away all alone.
Take it easy there, folks. Take it easy. Nothing to worry about. Everything's all right.
Francie, where are you?
Oh, Peter.
Oh, you're here. I knew you'd be. Oh, you had to be, darling, if I'd thought I stopped this train for nothing.
You stopped it? How?
Well, with my car, of course.
Oh, Peter, you didn't wreck your car.
Oh, no, I just drove it across country, that's all. Of course, I did have to build a little fire on the tracks.
Oh, Peter, darling.
Well, after all, what's a honeymoon without a groom?
Thank you, Jimmy Stewart and Janet Blair, for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players tonight. We are grateful indeed for your delightful performances. And now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Do you know what many women tell me? They say that even when they feel below par, my new powder shade, Bridal Pink, makes them look spirited and gay, makes them look happy. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is a boldly dramatic shade, rich in color, subtle in effect. It seems to wake up your entire appearance. It makes you look alert, refreshed. It doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde or brunette, auburn or brown. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is intensely flattering to almost every skin it touches. You can't possibly make a mistake if the shade you choose is Bridal Pink. And the texture of Lady Esther Face Powder is like no powder texture you've ever known. It's so fine, it spreads like a delicate, clinging film of beauty on your skin. The instant you apply it, tiny lines and blemishes vanish, completely covered. The texture of your skin looks finer. Many women say even their features look daintier. If you want to present a dazzling new appearance to your family and friends, try this. First, smooth on Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. Wipe it off. And then apply Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder. Bridal Pink, the shade that instantly wakens your face to new life, to exciting new beauty.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present Along Came Jones. It will star Ona Munson and Gary Cooper. Be sure to listen. Jimmy Stewart's next production will be It's a Wonderful Life for Liberty Films, to be produced and directed by Frank Capra. Janet Blair appeared through the courtesy of Columbia Pictures and is soon to be seen in the Columbia musical Tars and Spars. Vivacious Lady was presented through the courtesy of RKO Radio Pictures. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther Face Cream to buy a box of Lady Esther Face Powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.